Hey, sister travelers. Well, the question is, should you go into debt just to travel? It's an excellent question, and I will address that in this episode, sharing from my past experiences and then answering that question based on just my opinions only. Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. We all love to travel or wish we could travel more, right? But a lot of times we are held back by that financial component, right? How do we fund our travels? And it's sometimes really hard, even for me, to, I see a lot of great deals come across, cheap flights that I really want to jump on. But I have to remember that I need money to do that, right? So, you can possibly book it and put it on your credit card, but then you're paying interest. And or you could learn to save and save for that trip that you've been dreaming of. Well, I have actually, to be honest, I've been on both sides where I have had to put some of my trip on a credit card, usually because I did not budget properly. It was not intentional. I didn't go and just, book my flights without the money saved. But I have found myself, in my travels, maybe having unexpected expenses and having to put it on a credit card, or just the trip ended up costing more than I thought. I didn't, research enough, or I didn't budget enough per day. Or I got a little splurgy, right? I decided I was just going to splurge while I was on a trip. So I've been on both sides where I have, in a sense, gone into debt to travel. But I've also been on the other side in my belief that I try to save so that I don't go into debt for my travels. So let me share a little bit about the component of what debt really does and how it feels, because I've been there and it does not feel good, right? There's this burden that you have when you carry this debt with you, and this burden can just make you feel kind of lousy and then also leave a sour taste in your mouth about the trip in general. Because here you are, you've had this wonderful experience, you've gone on this trip, you've put all or maybe some of it on your credit card, and you come back and you're working your butt off to try to pay that down. And the memories, yes, the memories are there, but then there's this extended memory of how, in a sense, how painful it was to have to keep paying for this even after the experience was over. And then it doesn't allow you to be saving for your next trip. For example, I did some quick calculations, and I'm just using some round numbers here, but let's say you put your whole trip on a credit card, and just average price of maybe a week-long trip in U.S. dollars, let's say you spend $3,000, all right, and you end up having to put that on your credit card. Well, you enjoy your week-long beautiful trip. Now, do know that some trips can cost more than that, and some trips can cost less than that. If I do a domestic trip, my trips are much less than that, and I do work on a budget, so I can get my trips under that. But I figured $3,000 was probably about a good medium amount. Now, this is in U.S. dollars, and if you put that on a credit card and you plan to pay, let's just say, $300 a month to get that paid off, with 22% interest, I calculated that you would spend an extra $334 in interest, and it would take you a whole year to pay that off. Now, like I said, that doesn't allow you the ability to save for your next trip because you're still paying off that old trip, right? Now, in certain circumstances, let's say you book a trip and you don't quite have all the money possibly, and you put some of it on the credit card knowing that maybe you're going to get a bonus when you get back, right? Although those are never guaranteed, but maybe you know you'll be getting a promotion or whatever. And so you know that, hey, I'm going to be getting a little extra money soon, like not in a year, because we're still paying interest on that on a credit card. So maybe when you get back, you know you're going to have this lump sum, right? Because we still don't want that amount being left on your credit card. Trust me, I have been there. Paying interest just, it feels lousy. I mean, I hate spending any more than I had planned, right? And by using a credit card, you are spending more on that trip than you would have if you had saved the money. Plus, if you save money, you can earn a little bit of interest depending on if you are investing it, or regular savings doesn't give you a whole lot of interest. But when I had a salaried full-time job and I had just like, it was a regular paycheck every 2 weeks, I had a travel fund. And even before that, I would put away money for my travel fund so that when the time came for a trip, I could just pull that money out, pay for what I needed to, or have the money available. And that was a beautiful thing to have. Now my jobs are a little erratic, so I have to randomly be putting money away for any kind of trips that I plan. So my bottom line answer is, in general, do not go into debt just for travels. And I know, trust me, I'm in the boat right now. I want to book a trip, but I don't have enough saved to do that. So I need to work on that and keep socking away a little at a time so that when I see a good deal come across, that I can feel the freedom to book it and not have the stress and the burden of this potential debt that I will be carrying on with me. And, you know, I follow the principles of Dave Ramsey in having to help me get out of debt many years ago. And I adhere to those, but I also have recently been following the FI community, which is, or FIRE community, which stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. And so they are a great resource and a reminder, because a lot of them do travel as part of sort of their long-term goals. But how they get there is not just by investing well and staying out of debt. But one principle that I am doing right now is that you live minimally. And I'm not talking about a minimalist lifestyle. For some, that's great. What they kind of talk about is, can you reduce your expenses? How can you live with less? And that looks different for everybody, right? Maybe it's time to cut the cord for cable. Maybe it's time to downsize your home, possibly. And these are just various ways to reduce your expenses so you can save for your travels. And that's the ultimate goal of the FI communities. A lot of them enjoy the freedom of travel, or just that freedom that they have. And one way they do that is by reducing their expenses. You know, could you go down to one vehicle if you're a two-vehicle home, possibly? You know, our cars cost a lot of money here in the U.S., especially with car insurance. I mean, are there other things that you could get rid of? Do you really need 5 streaming services, right? Maybe just reduce to 1. And that little extra money that you would have been spending, put it into that travel account. I know it's a little bit. Maybe it's $25, $30 extra a month that you're putting into that travel account, in addition to hopefully other money that you're able to put aside. And in a year, you could have enough to go on a decent trip. And then continue to fund those trips based on that principle of course, spending less, you know, maybe eating out less, right? And it comes down to be honest, what is priority. And for me personally, I want to travel as much as possible. So I'm not going to be spending a whole lot of money here at home, right? Because I want to save as much as I can so I can enjoy my travels. So these are just my opinions, my experience, because I've been on both sides. I've been on the side where I've actually used a credit card to help fund part of a trip, never a full trip. And then I've been on the part where I've been able to save, sock away for that travel in my travel savings account. And, you know, if you have a regular paycheck, you can have that automatically taken out and put into that account. So therefore, you don't even see it, right? It's already there. It's done for you. And you don't get to touch it, possibly. I even made mine where it was not connected to my checking account so that if I needed to access it, I actually had to go into the bank and either, you know, make that withdrawal there at the bank, right? So it wasn't really available to me otherwise. So there's just different ways to, you know, work on that idea of saving for a trip versus spending before you have the money. So again, these are my opinions, my experience. I don't want you to feel burdened by debt once a beautiful trip is over. So consider these ideas. And my bottom line answer is no, you should not go into debt just to travel, even though it is so, so tempting sometimes to just put that airline ticket on your credit card or to, you know, just wing it and just think that you, I hate to say that you deserve the trip, and you do deserve the trip, but you'll feel better about the trip if you have paid for it without credit. And I'll probably have to do another episode where we talk about using credit cards for points, but I want to bring someone on that really has a knowledge of like using credit card points. I'm not against using credit cards, but I believe you need to be paying those off every month because we don't want to be carrying a balance and then carrying that financial burden of extra money and interest that you are paying. So, yes, get out there and have an adventure, but see if you can pay for it with cash. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.